The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. A company that designs and develops musical instruments for people with physical disabilities has created a conductor's baton which allows the visually impaired to follow its movements. As Faith Lapidus reports, this opens up the potential for blind musicians to join more orchestras.
Standing before the orchestra, the conductor guides the music with a sweep of the baton. The assembled musicians watch its movement for cues. Play more smoothly, now louder, staccato, softer. But how can musicians who are blind, like violinist Abby Baker, follow the conductor?
You know, in the past, we've been reliant on hearing sounds around us, so I've been playing in a violin section, and I've been reliant on hearing the other musicians putting up their instruments and then guessing roughly when to come in, which obviously isn't ideal for me, because if you're playing something fast, you can miss a bit.
The haptic baton can help visually impaired musicians come in on cue. Its developer, Vahakin Matosian, explains that it contains sensors that pick up even the conductor's slightest motions.
And what it does is it senses the movement of the hand. It senses angle, senses roll and pitch. It also senses whether you're making these sharp gestures or gentle stroking gestures. It knows where it is in space.
That information is transmitted via radio signals to devices attached to musicians' wrists or ankles. They vibrate and buzz in different ways to indicate to the player the pace and dynamics the conductor wants. It's a game changer for blind musicians, says pianist Kevin Suttisabel.
And this technology essentially plugs you into the conductor's movements, which is really exciting, and it means that, you know, musicians, well, orchestras won't have any excuse not to hire visually impaired musicians because the technology is right there, allowing them to be an integral part.
The haptic baton is still being tested with musicians and conductors like Ewan Campbell.
When using it and being able to also being able to feel the signals that it gives you, you adjust what sort of motions you make and what sort of indications you do. But quite quickly, and I don't think with very long, I could form a new conducting style that wasn't a visual conducting style, but was a sensory conducting style.
Matosian hopes his design company, Human Instruments, will have the haptic baton available next year. Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
Thank you for being with us for Time for Technology. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.